most famous pasuk. I think it should give a shir. Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. You know, when I was growing up, you don't see this so often today. When I was growing up, and you went to a wedding, that's how a wedding always started. The rabbi and the chazan would march down, and the chazan would be saying, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. That's the way all weddings would start. Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. And I think once Rav Shechter was walking down with Chazan Malavani or something, he said, Matovu Alecha Yaakov, the Chazan. So of course, we have to understand what is this idea. What's this idea of saying it by a wedding? What does the pasuk mean? So, it's interesting that, and now we say it also when we come into shul in the morning. Matovu Alecha Yaakov. It's interesting, Rav Yaakov Emden, look on page 2. Rav Yaakov Emden says, Lo Yomar Pasuk Matovu She'omro Bilam. Rav Yaakov Emden says, you shouldn't say it, because it's from Bilam. But we don't follow this Rav Yaakov Emden. We say it. So let me tell you what's the pshat. Rashi has two pshatim in Matovu Alecha Yaakov. One pshat is Sharab Hischem She'ena Mechuvanim Zemul Zeh. He saw that when they were in the encampment, the openings of the tents were not facing each other. So this one, everyone had privacy. As with the door to face one door would face the other, but you look right into the other person's tent. So according to this pshat, Olecha means your dwelling, your place of abode, your dwelling place. That's one pshat. The other pshat in Matovu Alecha Yaakov is referring to Oel Shiloh Beis Olam. It's referring to the Mishkan, the Mikdash. And Matovu Alecha Yaakov, the Leket Bar explains, because in the Mikdash we got Kapara, Mishkan Osech. And that's Ohel. Olecha means when the Beis HaMikdash was Bibinyonim. Then the Ohel, the tent, was spread out like an Ohel. Mishkanosecha means when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it was taken as a Mashkon. But still, the Leket Bar explains Rashi, the Pshat is, it's still good for us. Because we know the famous Chazal, that if the Mikdash wouldn't have been destroyed, then Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. So it was a kapara for Klal Yisrael that Hashem l'shofach chamoso and the Eitzim v'avonim. So you have two pshatim. Is Olecha and Mishkanosecha referring to your dwelling place? Or is Olecha and Mishkanosecha referring to the Mishkan and the Mikdash? So what I'd like to suggest is that it's one and the same. It's one and the same. Because the Shechina, this I didn't put in the packets, but you'll see, we know that the Sfarim write, or Rolgon said this, the Sfarim write that the Mishkan is parallel to the home. How so? We know Pasuk Chai Sara. Ve'avel Ola Sara Ishto by Rivka. It says that by Rashi says that by Sara, what? The Nair was Dolek, Mer of Shabbos, Lev of Shabbos. The Isa was Muchan. And what else? The Nair was, and then the Anan was on top of the Har Ohel. So the Shem Yishmuel says these three things that Rashi says were in the house of Sari Menu were what? Were in the Mishkan. In other words, the Ner Dolok is the menorah. The Isa is like the Lechem Haponim that remained fresh from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And the Onan on the Oel was like the Onan that was on top of the Mishkan. So Imamish have a parallel to to the from the Bais HaYehudi to the Mishkan. So it's one of the same, because we, Rabosai, believe that if the Jewish home is on the proper derech, proper Yiras Shamayim, proper Shalom, proper Simcha, all these things, then you get Hashras Hashchina, even in the Jewish home. Even in the Jewish home, you have Hashras Hashchina, Shachanti Besocham, and that's this idea that because the like the Shemi Shmuel quotes that Rashi, I didn't put it in the packet in Chayisara, that when Kol Zman that Sarah was alive, the Nair was Dolok and the Isa was fresh, and the Adam was there. When she left, when she passed away, you didn't have that anymore. But once Rivka came, then what? Once Rivka came, it all came back. And Olecha, the Chidah says, also refers to the woman. Ola Sara Ishto. Look in the Chidah. Look in the Chidah on page 6, third column. Matovu Olecha Yaakov Yirmos al Neshei Talmidei Chachamim. It's referring to the wives. Shemishtadlo Shebaleim Yilmedu B'Torah. That they help their husbands learn Torah. And that's Matovu Olecha, is the wives. So that facilitates the Kiddushin in the home. So I want to show you three unbelievable things. Okay, one from the Satmar Rebbe, from the Divrei Yoel, one from the Kedushas Levi, and one from the Shalah, and each one is a knockout. Okay, the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says on page 17, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Arhuna kol adam sheish bo Torah ve'im bo yiras shamayim. If a person has Torah but he doesn't have yiras shamayim, doma legizba shemosul mafteches apnimios mafteches chitzonos lo mosul lo behei ayam. In other words, say I have the key to the one of the rooms in the building here, so that's good. I can get into that. But if I don't have the key to the outside door, what's it going to help me? Now, I have a key from one of the rooms inside, but I can't get in the front door. So that's the same thing. If a person doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, so he might have the key to get all the learning in the inner doors, but he can't get in the front door. He doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. That's one thing. Then the Gemara says, Machmiz Rav Yanai, Chaval al delais le darto v'tar le darto ovid. Chaval al somebody who makes a gate to lead up to a house, but he doesn't have a house. He makes up a gate. Like a lot of times you have these homes that there's a gate, and you go through the gate and you go into the house. But what would it look like if you have a gate but there's no house to go into? So the same thing. A person who has Torah without Yiras Shamayim, so he has a gate, but he doesn't have what to go into. So those are the two mashalim. So the Satmar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel, he wants to explain it that it's not just the two things, is not just a restatement of the same thing. Whereas the first thing is talking about the person who has the inner keys without the outer keys. That's referring to somebody what? That's referring to what? To somebody who has Torah but doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. He says, but what's the other mashal? The mashal of the gate with the house. So he says it means something else. Take a look on page 20. The mashal hasheni, shamar av yanai, ramazul ha-chazal od, he says like this, yeshlam b'nei odam, shebeis ha-medrash m'nagim b'derech ha-torah ha-musa. There's some people that when they're in shul, they daven well, and they learn, and they shuckle, and they have everything. Aval b'beisam, when they come home, Misnagim, Rachmanot Tzla, Beli Yiras Shamayim, Beli Torah. They don't act right, and they get involved in gashmius, and they don't bring the base medrash into the home. But the pshat is that no, you have to. So he says that's pshat in the second mashal. Second mashal is saying the person has a gate, but he doesn't have a house to bring him in. Means he has the gate of Torah, he has the sharim hamitzuyon b'halacha, but that he doesn't bring it into a house. He doesn't act properly in the house. So it's like he doesn't have a house, that he doesn't bring it in the house. So b'meila, he's lacking. Meaning the same idea that we were saying before, that like Rashi said, that Mishkan Olecha Yaakov is the house and it's the mikdash. The answer is it's one and the same, because a house could be a mikdash, it could be a makom kedusha. Oh, now I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing. Okay, you ready? Seatbelts? Neighbor, seatbelt? There is a famous Gemara in Megillah, on page 8. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amlozah HaKapar Omer, Asidin Bate Knesios Bate Midrosh Shebabovel, Sheikbu Ube Eretz Yisrael. Right, famous Gemara. That all the shuls and the Bate Medrash eventually are going to be uprooted and be in Eretz Yisrael. Right? You all know that Gemara. Right? That's why the Marsha explains, the Marsha, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas on page 7 on the Chesamid Aleph, where they said to Rabbi Yochanan that there's old people in Bavel. And he couldn't get over that, because the Pasuk says, L'man yibu yimechim yime al ha'adama. So how could there be old people in Bavel? But he saw that since the people, what, come early to shul and leave late, he says, oh, now he understands that they're old people in Bavel. So how does that answer the question? But the Pasuk says only al ha'adama. So how does it answer the question that they come early to shul and leave it late to shul? So the Marsha gives a famous teretz in Brachas on page 9, that since all the shuls in Bavel eventually are going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so what? So the shul now has a shtick shaykhis to Eretz Yisrael, has a shtick kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So it's shaykh to speak about man yibu yimechem yimechem al ha'adama. That's the famous Marsha. Oh, but now let's see kedush. This kedushas Levi, you should know, there are some unbelievable Kedushas Levis that one of them I was always looking for, I never found, because they're not in the regular Sefer Kedushas Levi. They're in this Sefer Pisgamim Kaddishin. For example, this is not the one I was, but I want to, now that we have the page in front of you, I'll just show you. He says an unbelievable thing in the bottom of the second column. Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah. This has nothing to do with the Shir, but since we have the page open, he says Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So he says like this: Yidei Tomich Shechal Rosh Hashanah Yos B'Shabbos Kodesh. He Margum Ufim Also Tzadik. L'Hamlis Ba'ad Yisrael V'Amar Yibor Shalom Hashem Tzorich Atal Lichtom Es Kol Yisrael Chai. Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev would say that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, he says Hashem has to make everyone in the Sefer Chaim. Why? Because Hashem is writing on Rosh Hashanah. Now it's a Shabbos. You can't write. It's Chil Shabbos. So if you're writing us L'chaim, so it's Pikuach Nefesh. It's Docha Shabbos. So you can write us L'chaim. But if you're writing us not, then you can't do that. So that's what's Shabbos. Yontif, it's a good day for the Jews when Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And he's a young... Hayom hu tov le ma'od, ufarsh v'holech, eze yom hu tov, shal Rosh Hashanah, hayinu yom shal Rosh Hashanah, afal pisha yom medadina, hu tov, eimasai, bizman shechal yos b'shabes, b'tamanal. That's a famous Kedushas Levi, but I never saw it before till here. Well, but now, Kedushas Levi says an unbelievable thing. He says like this: we've been saying that, you know, your home has a Kedusha, right, you can have a Shechina there, and Mishkan Osecha, Tu Pshatim, or Olecha, is either your home or this. So he says an unbelievable thing. He beischa beis vad lechachomim, Mishnah Perkei Avos. Kine asidim bate Yisrael. He says, you think that only the shuls are going to Eretz Yisrael? Every Jewish home that keeps Torah and mitzvahs is like a mikdash ma'at, is also going to be transported to Eretz Yisrael. V'chal v'chomer mibati knesios. Because base knesses is kriyishma tefila. Tefila is only drabonin. Kriyishma is even a machlokis. But in the bias Israel, there's mezuzah, because of mozon, stoka, all these things. So the Kedushas Levi is machadesh, that when the Gemara says asidin bate knesios bate midrashos, it means afilu bate knesios. The Yiddish shtub avada is going, because that's what that has the ultimate kedusha. So the Chiddush says the Chiddush's Levi, the Chiddush is that even the Batei Knesset, lo zuv ain't tzorach lo mazuv, avada, the Yiddish homes are going if they're al pi Torah, because they're full of kedusha. Matovu alecha Yaakov, they're full of kedusha. The Chiddush is afilu the Batei Knesios, where you're not there the whole day. The home, you're there the whole day, being shomer the mizuzah and the Birkas HaMazon and the Tztaka, so many mitzvahs going on in the home, yet gives Kedusha, that's even on a higher level, and that's going to be that's what's shot is I say he Beischa Beisvad L'Chachomim, that if your house is a Beisvad L'Chachomim, if there's Torah and Yerushalayim there, so then it has a kedusha like the mikdash. So those are two pshatim in Rashi. Matovo Olecha Yaakov is referring to the what? Is it referring to the home, or is it referring to the mikdash? So it's Hainuhach. It's Hainuhach, because the home, if it has proper kedusha, and proper Yerushalayim, and proper shalom, and proper simcha, then the shechina shora. And then it's nichlal, asidim batei knesios, batei midrashos, is also going on the Bayis HaYehudi, says the Kedushas Levi. Oh, but not to conclude the Shaloh HaKadosh. Shaloh HaKadosh had that as the Girsa in the Gemara, perhaps. The Shaloh HaKadosh is an unbelievable thing. Shaloh HaKadosh, Masech Tzuk, on page 21. He says, Hol v'osu liyodi, tover zeh odia shalibi ha'boer tomim. He says, something always bothered me. Page 21. In Chukas. No. Chukas. Balak. 21. Page 21. Hol v'yosilon odia shalibi abor b'tomik shara v'isi b'nei Yisrael bonim batim k'mo mifzerei hasarim. He says he doesn't like when he sees people build these huge mansions. Osim diris keva b'olam hazeh v'eretz hatmeya. Oh, so you'll tell me Afsha Amru Rabbeinu Asidim Batei Tzadikim Sheyavol Eretz Yisrael. So Mamish, he held that, you know, he says it like a Dover Poshet. Mikol Makom Kavanosom Huliyos Lahem Nachla L'Hanchil Vneim. In other words, Rav Moshe Shapiro thought tried is, but that's not their Kavana. In other words, it's true that it's eventually going to come, but the people who are building these houses are not mechaving that it's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kilu Haisuzu Anachal Olu Zaro V'Zeru Zor Ad Olam. Because if you put so much into this, you live in America and you build a palace, so that's like a hesach hadas from the geula. Because you're not thinking, oh, it's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. You're like giving a kvias to this land. That's a hesach hadas from the geula. That if you have a lot of money, don't build these big houses. Build a little house, whatever you need to live. You don't have to live in the street. And you can build an extra room as a base medrash, as a makom hisbodedus. And then that's what he says. Olim teishvu. Zeh ein shaych ha'idun leishem olim. Zeh omar laniach ha'binyonim ha'mforam yosim b'chdei tzorach ha'hechrech ha'dira. Ha'darim l'chovat ha'zbod l'shvoi zbarach. In other words, whatever you need to live, do. But these fancy things, you need these fancy things, that's a hesach hadas min ha'gula. That's a big Musa Haska. A But that's a Hesach Hadas with the Gula. But the point that I'm showing you over here is Matovo Alecha Yaakov. Now we can understand the old minug. What's the minug? To say Matovo Alecha Yaakov by a chasid. Right? That was the old minug. That when the chasid started, they would stay the Matov. Because why? Because the chasid is the beginning of the building of a Bayis Yehudi. And so Matovo Alecha Yaakov. And then what? In the morning, in the beginning of davening, because you're going to shul, and tefillah is b'machom korban, and Matov Alecha Yaakov is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So Matov Alecha Yaakov is said also when you come into shul as well. And even though Rav Yaakov Emden says we shouldn't say it, but the minhag is that people do say it, and there's a famous Noam Elimelech that says that that pasuk, all the other pasukim, Bilam already originally had kavana for klala, and Hashem was mahapech lebracha. Matovo Alecha Yaakov was always bracha. It was never with kavana leklala. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. Matovo Alecha Yaakov mishkenosecha Yisrael. He's two pshatim. But so that's the tafkid of every person, is that his house should be a house that's roi lekach to go to Eretz Yisrael. If you live in America, you should have a house that's right to go, because says the Beis Halel, says the, take a look again in the Kedushas Levi. What page? 17. What page? Ten. The Kedushas Levi in the Pesgamim Kaddishah, the page 10 is. Kavachomer mibatek nesios, man batek nios. She tafkidim rak lekriyash malatvila. So kavachomer, the bayis haYehudi, and that's what the Sabbat Rebbe said in Divrei Yoel, that a person has, the Gemara says, a person has a shar, but he doesn't have a dira. So that's the idea, because the shar, that's what you learn in the Beis Medrash, and then you have to take that and make the dira into a makom kadosh. And only somebody who does that, is his house is going to be supplanted in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Matovo Alecha Yaakov. And Alecha also is the woman of the house. The Moshim Ba'ol Tevarach is the woman of the house who helps her husband learn by helping to take care of the Tzorche Habayis. Is Matovo Alecha Yaakov, is Moshe, as the Vayagid Yaakov says, Matovu, Matzo Isha Matzo Tov, is the Alecha, is the Isha, is that helps the husband be able to learn Mishkanosecha Yisrael. He could have a Mishkan of Torah, and that's the bias. And then we want to have Kedusha in our homes, and that's what that's the Nevuah. And this Nevuah doesn't have any klal; it's pure bracha. Matova Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Yisrael. No Malach says it's pure bracha, and that's the idea of Matovo Alecha Yaakov, Shkodesh Yisrael, how it's relevant in everyone's home, and the idea of the Shalah as well, which is a separate idea, but also very important. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll try to get the word around.